Welcome to another edition of Fighting Ever Fighting. I'm GoPowerCat publisher Tim Fitzgerald, and today we have the latest addition to Coach Colin Klein's new Kansas State football staff, because he already had an opening on the staff he hired when he arrived. Yeah, that's right. Marcel Yates was not on the original staff for Colin Klein. He did interview for the cornerbacks position, but eventually they hired Marcus Woodson to coach corners and also be co-defensive coordinator behind Jordan Peterson. And then his alma mater, like Collins did, came calling, not for the head coaching job, but for a similar position at Ole Miss. So Coach Woodson headed back home to Ole Miss, and Marcel Yates arrived in Manhattan about the week before spring football started and has been nonstop ever since. This is an experienced coach. He's been doing this for 25 years after playing at Boise State. He's had some very impressive stops on his resume. This is a tremendous addition by Colin Klein on short notice, and I think you're going to like this dude. Now, unlike most of the ones we've done so far that have been from their offices at the Vanier Football Complex, Coach is out recruiting. So from a hotel room, I believe somewhere in Florida, we connected with him. Now, I want to warn you, hotels, believe me, I know as a journalist traveling, have sketchy Wi-Fi. No matter what they say, it does not deliver on its promises. And we had all kinds of connection issues with his signal getting to me. So you're going to notice here me pausing too long, maybe stepping on him because his video would break down. Now, luckily, fortunately, I was wise enough, not often said by me, to make local recordings available, which means the app actually records on your phone or your computer so it can be uploaded and reconnected into the two pieces. So we've got clear video, clear audio. It just may not kind of work together at times. Pauses too long, stepping on each other. We'll see how it goes. But it is what it is, and it's a great discussion with a great coach. And now let's head to some nondescript hotel room somewhere in Florida to speak with new Kansas State cornerbacks coach, Marcel Yates. And now we welcome into the show the latest addition to the Kansas State football coaching family, I guess, Marcel Yates, joining us from out on the recruiting trail. Coach, appreciate you carving out some time for us. We're tracking down all of you guys, and you're the newest of the coaches because you filled an opening that came up unexpectedly. And did you arrive the day spring football opened? Was that your first day of work?
I was there a week before spring ball opened, so I arrived.
Okay.
The week of spring break on a Friday, and then we started practice that next Thursday. Yeah.
Man, that's being thrown into the deep end of the pool, isn't it?
That's being thrown into the deep end of the pool.
Did you have much chance to learn about your guys before?
Not really. I learned fast. So I learned names fast, but you know, I'm always tell people, give me a football and a football field and a ladder and some cones and I'm ready to go.
Well, how was spring football then?
It was good. It was good. I was able to learn the system, obviously. I was able to teach the guys the system, learn, you know, how we do things, you know, as far as how Coach Klein wants to do things. And then, you know, as well as Coach Peterson, right, how he wants to do things as well. So I learned a lot. You know, like I said, you hit the ground running, but, you know, I'm going into my 25th year, so I'll be fine.
Yeah, you have an impressive resume, Coach. You really do. You spent a lot of time out west. You're a Boise guy, you L.A. guy that went to Boise State. And then a lot of time in the Pac-12 and recently Texas Tech. It's been an interesting career, hasn't it? And to have this opportunity pop up right now had to be a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, it was. It was great. You know, I thought probably – the good thing for me was last year, just taking a year off and just recharging and really just kind of sitting back, looking at, you know, my first 24 years and kind of how this thing has changed, you know, with, you know, you got NIL and money and agents and all that stuff. So kind of just sitting back and looking at the change of the new college football off the field was good for me just to recharge and kind of learn about that stuff, you know, just rethink everything.
What are your thoughts on all these changes? They're baked in. I mean, nobody's going to be able to change them. Maybe try to get some help getting this under control. But this game changed radically, very quickly.
Right.
Some coaches are struggling to adapt.
Right. And I think last year, like I said, that year off for me to recharge and just kind of sit back and look at it, it changed my mindset as far as, you know, the coaches that don't like it, you better get over it because it is what it is.
Yep.
So, you know, because I spent some time looking at it that way about, you know, this is, you know, this, right? Because we were so used to the way that how it used to be, right? Everybody, you know, as you get older, right, you talk about, you know, the old days and how it used to be and but things change. And so you have to adapt to that. And so, you know, luckily for me, right, I got that year off to kind of learn, kind of, you know, look at how I would do things different. And then from that point on, once I get back into it, kind of, you know, how I would attack it and just say, hey, it is what it is. And so, you know, if you want to win and you want to be successful, you better accept it and learn how to deal with it. Learn how to recruit and learn how to get guys who you need to win.
Yep. You just got to adjust or go away. I mean, I think that the net result is you're not that old of a coach, but you're going to be feeling that way in this industry. Cause I think it's so trending so young, including the staff you're on right now with Colin Klein and the guys. Tell me though, how did this opportunity at Kansas State developed for you?
So when Coach Klein first got the job and he hired Coach Peterson, I worked with Nick Toth, and Nick Toth had kind of told me, he said, hey, Jordan might give you a call about the DB job, you know, and they were honest with me, right? They told me who he had in mind, and he ended up hiring Coach Woodson, but I kind of known, you know, about the job from earlier. And, you know, I understood, obviously, right, he's hired, right, with Coach Woodson, right, because they worked together before, you know, they knew each other. So, you know, in this business, I don't really get mad or get pissed, right, if I don't get hired by somebody. I always think things kind of work out, right, the way they're supposed to work out. And so, but I've worked with Coach DeRuiter, right, who's on the staff also. He and I have been together the last 5 years. Coach Toth, he and I worked together at Oregon. And then Coach Peterson, I've been knowing him for a long time. Obviously, when he was at Kansas, you know, we played against each other. When he was there, and then I would see him out on the road all the time, and we just had this mutual respect for each other, right? Because we both were, you know, we both are DB guys, and when you live in that world, you have a mutual respect for people, right? Because you know, when the days are good, they're good. When the days are bad, they're bad. So yeah, we, you know, he and I became close from that.
Well, it's got to be good then to kind of drop into this environment of guys that you have had relationships with.
Right.
It's not like you just all of a sudden parachuted into a totally foreign setting. Although Manhattan isn't much like LA. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yes.
It's a much different setting, but it had to feel comfortable. Well, I'm imagining it felt comfortable from the moment you showed up.
Yeah. For me, what I think about Kansas State is very relatable to Boise State to me. Very blue collar, you know, tough, physical, you know, like to me, like I've watched a lot I watch a lot of Kansas State football, and even going back to the days when I was at Tech, always watched the way they played and always knew that they were going to bring it every time they played. And so there was always a mutual respect for this program. So for me to be here, you know, to be here, a part of it is a big deal for me because, you know, it's kind of like, it kind of fits like the way I was raised, honestly. You know, me being from LA, I left LA when I was 17, you know, and I haven't been back for a long period of time. So, when I lived in Boise, 15 years, right? Between 4.5 as a player and then, 11 as a coach. And then last year I actually moved, I lived there for 6 months. So, you know, I'm knocking on the door for 16 years there. So I'm almost pretty close to how long I lived in Boise for, you know, close to the same amount of time as I lived in LA. So, you know, when it comes to Manhattan, I always tell people, I say, when you're a football coach and that's what you love, you care about the meeting room, the building, the practice field, and the stadium. You know, you, because you live at those places pretty much. So,
yeah, you do. And you probably moved into wherever you're staying and haven't done much more than sleep there, have you? You've just been kind of on the go since you arrived.
I've been a hotel guy, so I'm tired of hotels, and I'm ready to get a house soon, which is coming here pretty soon. So trust me, I'm excited about that house that I'll be moving into soon. But yeah, I've been living in hotels. So I've been living in hotels when I was in Manhattan, and then obviously when you go on a road recruiting, you're in hotels. So I didn't have my fair share of hotels. If anybody wants to get, you know, have any questions about any nice hotels, then I'm the guy to ask. I can fill you in on hotels.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. You guys are constantly, you're either coaching football in your town or you're just out right. recruiting. And it's that time of year. You've got so many different things going on leading up to a little break coming up maybe in July. But, but let's back up to spring football, though. What did you think of your group of cornerbacks you inherited?
Talented group. You know, I thought Zayshon Rich, Donovan, and, you know, KP, I thought are guys that they have experience, played a lot. You know, I thought they were leaders in the room. You know, I thought MJ and JoJo were guys that got better. You know, and I thought all those guys, as we were stacking up the days between walkthroughs and on the field, you saw those guys just, you know, as they learn the system and they learn, like, the expectations of the expectations of how we wanted those guys to practice, I thought we got a lot better. Yeah.
Good. I mean, this conference evolved a lot, but they still throw the ball around a little bit around here, not as much as they used to. But, you know, we talked about the changes off the field, but football is an ever-evolving beast. And, you know, being in this 25 years, 26 years as a coach, you've seen it go through these cycles, haven't you, where the spreads really put a lot of pressure on you, and then all of a sudden you got to worry about run support again, and then back to the spread type offenses. It's crazy how quickly college football evolves with different schemes.
Correct. Yeah, it seemed like it goes through, like, it spurts, right? I remember when, you know, we were trying to defend 21 personnel and 12 personnel, and it was, you know, the power run game, and off of that it was play action pass and take shots, and then you went into the hurry up and the spread, and, you know, how many plays can offense get and how fast can they go. So I've been a part of all of that. And, you know, I think, you know, a good, you know, a defensive guy, right? You like the good mix, right? You like the good mix from your offense. But just from my experience, I thought as a defensive coach, when your offense gives you, like, you know, multiple things to defend, that helps you out when you actually play against those offenses. So, you know, it over the years helps you out when you kind of see certain stuff from your offense.
So, what's your thoughts on this overall scheme that Coach Peterson has put together? He's been kind of vague with us about it, but it sounds like it's going to be flexible and able to adapt to those different offenses as you see in college football.
So, Tim, I'm going to tell you this. That's the one thing you're going to learn about me. I'm very vague. I'm very old school when it comes to that. I give no bulletin board material, and I'm not letting anybody know what we're doing. You know, obviously, right, they're going to see it on film. But I would say this. I still believe this. No matter what scheme you run, it still comes down to tackling. It still comes down with playing with great eyes. It still comes down to sprinting to the ball and playing hard. And so, you know, you can have the easiest scheme. You can have the most, the hardest scheme, the most complex scheme. If you don't do those things well, it's kind of hard to play good. So, you know, it's going to always go back to what I always say, right? You have to have those fundamentals. And those are the things we try to instill this spring. You know, it's just getting back down to the basics. And so, you know, the scheme is important, right? You obviously want to have a good scheme, but at the same time, you want to kind of start from you want to start from the ground up and make sure that your foundation is where it needs to be with those most important things, right? Which is, once again, getting off blocks, tackling, you know, playing with great eyes, sprinting to the football, and being physical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. If you screw those up, it doesn't matter what else you're trying to do.
It doesn't matter.
So let's go. It doesn't matter. So let's go back over your coaching career. What moments kind of pop out at you when you stop and pause and think about the places you've been, the players you've coached, the teams you've been part of? What jumps out?
It is being able to, because how I look at it is I think your room, your players are going to kind of take after who you are as a coach, you know, who you are as a person. And so when I look at myself, I like to be a person that's detailed. I like to think I'm a hardworking person, but more importantly, more than anything, I want to be known as physical, you know, that. And so, you know, I coach a position where, you know, they tend to think that you aren't physical. And that's my point. When you look at any good defense, when your corners are physical and they tackle, you have a chance to be successful, you know, because most offenses are trying to get those guys, right, to make the tackle, right, because they know, right, a lot of corners don't like to tackle. So that's what I start off. The first thing I start talking about is physical, right? If there's one word you're going to hear me say more than anything, it's physical, physical, physical. And physical doesn't always mean it's going to always be a big hit, right? It could be, right, the way you get off blocks, right? The way, if I'm in press technique and I'm getting my hands on receivers, you know, like, I just want to be physical, right? And then when it comes to me, right, when it comes to me having to make that tackle, I want guys that's going to get that guy down, you know, and give us a chance to line back up. So, you know, that's the one thing I would say with me that you're going to hear a lot is physical, physical, physical. And I just think over my career, when you look at the years that we were good as a defense, I thought the secondary was physical.
Yeah, that's very valid. If you're soft back there, you're going to have issues. There's no doubt. What are your thoughts on the Big 12 Conference and where it's at right now in the big picture of college football?
I think the conference over the years has gotten a lot better. You know, when I was at Tech, I was excited just to travel to, you know, it was funny because the one place we came to when I was at Tech where I was like, man, this place is cool, was Kansas State. You know, so when we came here and we played here, you know, man, I thought that crowd, you know, because to me, as a coach and as a player, you want to go places where it's packed, where it's, you know, energy in the stadium. You know, I like the boo. You know, I like the boos, right? I like people booing us and all that. Like, for some reason, I just like that type of stuff. So for me, just being in this conference and seeing it over the years kind of grow, and with the new teams who came in, and just seeing where this conference is at, you know, I think it's headed in the right direction. You know, I also think it's a wide open conference.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I think it's a wide open conference.
Yeah, Tech's the leader in the clubhouse right now, based on last year. Got a little problems for them to sort out right now, but everything gets shuffled right now in college football, doesn't it? I mean, what we knew is doesn't matter. Indiana just won a damn national championship. It's insanity, but it's also pretty cool. It's now on the table for everyone. Maybe more so for the Big Ten and SEC, but I still think a Big 12 team or an ACC team can hit the right combination and make the run in this environment. What are your thoughts?
Yes. Yeah, I think so as well. You know, I mean, you know, with me being at the, you know, at the Oregons and the A&Ms and, you know, being at Tech and at Arizona and Cal, yeah, it's wide open. I mean, you can get a roster now, obviously. You can get a roster. You can see, you can change the roster in a year now, you know, where you can flip a roster and get transfers in and you can go from look at Tech, right, with what they did in a year, you know. And so you can get on a roll like that, you know, and get you know transfers in or whatever you need, and you can just change it. The key is to make sure you can sustain that year in and year out.
Yeah, I mean, trying to build that culture. It struck me that Colin, for a guy who just showed back up after a two-year absence from Manhattan, he knew exactly what he wanted his culture to be and the type of coaches he wanted to help foster that culture. And it started with probably something, as you mentioned, you're an old-school guy. Hard work, getting after it,
right.
Being old right. school, and right. and mixing it up in practice. No more, you know, we hit too much in practice. I hate it when coaches say that, because then it shows up on the field. You guys are getting after it a little bit, aren't you?
Right. Well, I mean, when you think about Coach Klein, right, the thing for me when I think about him is, I mean, he is who he is. So the way he was as a player, you know, he's just – older now, wiser, you know, and he's just on the other side of it. But the way he was as a player, he's the same way as a coach. He's, you know, I would say this, the one thing I would say about him is he's probably one of the most competitive people I've been around. And he doesn't have to tell you, right? He doesn't have to say it. You can just see it. You can read it. Like, just me being around him every day in that building, you can feel like he wants to compete and he wants his team to compete. And so for a guy like me, that's all I care about, right? When it comes to that, like, you can get on me, right? We all have a job to do, right? And we all gonna go out there, we're gonna do our job, okay? But the mentality and being around people that kind of fits who you are to me is where I'm at in my career. I wanna be around people that think as close to me as possible. And so, you know, and I think as close to them as possible. So with him being a head coach, he has a vision. So now when he hired me, right, I have to understand his vision. And if you're working with somebody that you don't believe in their vision, that's a problem. And so for me, what his vision is pretty much my vision. So it's very easy for me to get up and go to work every day and work for somebody like that, right, when you guys have the same mentality. You know what I mean? So that was big for me right at this point. So that's what I, you know, like I said, going back to that year off and me recharging, those were the things that I thought about, where it was like, okay, you know, having a great job is great. Making money is great. But I also need to be somewhere where I want to be, around the people I want to be, and not just take a job and say, okay, I'm taking a job, but, you know, they're paying me this amount of money, but I'm unhappy. I don't fit here. I don't like where I'm at, right? Because that's not going to work out, you know? And I feel the same way when it comes to recruiting now. Like, you know, I think what these all these young men need to do is, I understand they all want to make money. I get that, right? They all want to get paid. But at the same time, I think what they have to be careful with is looking at going to places based off the money, where you might can go somewhere else and make a little bit less money, but that's a better fit for you. And that's going to help you get to where you want to get to make a lot more money, you know? So what I always say, don't chase the little bag, right? For right when you're trying to get to the big bag, you know? Now you can still get the bag, right? You can still get some of the bag, right? As they like to say, right? The youngsters like to call it the bag, but don't make the decision just based off the bag. And then you end up going to the wrong place. And then we see all these guys getting back in a transfer portal, right? Because they wasn't happy where they went, right? Well, you didn't go to the right place to fit you as a player.
I tend to believe also guys that are making decision on where to play football based on solely about the size of the check, who's going to pay me the most, is probably the worst way to decide your football future. At least I believe that. And right. You know, in my old man thinking, I'm like, I don't know that you got your priorities right if the money comes first and not the football.
Right. And the hardest thing for that is, you know, you got some kids that don't come from a lot. And so for them and their families, you know, this could be life-changing money. So you're going to get that, right? You're going to get some kids that's just making some decisions based off, you know, off that. But what I'm saying is usually if those kids are getting offered, you know, a certain amount of money in one place, they're getting offered, you know, maybe not as much, but they're getting offered something pretty good somewhere else. So my point is, if that somewhere else is a little bit less, but it's a better fit for you as a football player, then take the less and go with the better fit and go with the coach and a program that's going to help me get to where I need to get to, because I may take a little less, but in the long run, I'm going to end up getting more, right? Because if my goal is to make it to the NFL, is this program going to help me get there, or am I just chasing the money and this is not a good fit for me is all I'm saying.
Agreed. Totally agree. Let's have a little fun here. You were at Boise when Colin Klein started his playing career, but you were in A&M in 2012. Right. What do you remember of your boss as a football player?
So when I was at A&M, we had just went to the SEC. So I never got a chance to play.
Okay.
I never got a chance to play against him at A&M.
That was it. That was right.
I never got a chance to play against. I watched him, though. Yeah, I watched him. He was tough.
So what's up? What's your next move? Have you already picked out a house you're trying to get it closed on?
Yeah. It's supposed to close on June 1st.
Well, that's a good date. What,
needs to hurry up and
when
get
did
it.
You have time to go house shopping?
You got to figure out time. Yeah, you got to figure out time.
Oh, well, Coach, I hope you find time to be able to shift it down and enjoy, kind of learn Manhattan a little bit better and get out and about. But welcome to K-State. It's great to have you on board. And I was very impressed when Colin lost someone, you know, kind of at an odd time of year, that he was able to fill that position with one of your accomplishments. And I think everyone was a little bit blown away that they were able to add you at that point of the season.
Thank you. Thank you, man. But I appreciate it, man. Excited to be here.
Well, I don't know who you're recruiting, but go get them tomorrow or whenever you're meeting with them and get that closed up, because you guys are crushing it on the recruiting trail. I've covered K-State football, since you were playing at Boise, and I've never seen recruiting at this level. Just this kind of frenetic pace that's going on right now. It's fun to cover. Thank it's you. Impressive.
Appreciate it. Yeah, we got to keep it up. We got to finish it out. Yeah, I have to finish it out. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank I appreciate you, it. Take care.
I really hope you didn't find our logistics, our technical issues, a little too annoying there, but it was a great discussion. He's a very interesting man. Go check out his resume. It's really impressive, the type of coaches that Colin Klein has brought in. And I know when they lost Woodson, we kind of thought, well, what are they going to get at this hour? When you have a coach like this who was available, yeah, you hire him right away. And that's exactly what Colin Klein did. We'll have another coach on next week, I believe. We're working on the bookings as the coaches are out and about recruiting, and so finding time to sit down with them, whether it's in person or digitally like this, is a little challenging. But we shall persist. Another one arrives. I hope you're enjoying Fighting Ever Fighting. We're enjoying bringing them to you. And until the next one drops right here on YouTube and Go Power Cat, I am Fitz. I'll talk to you real soon.
This has been a GoPowerCat.com and Spirit Street production.